should we read into the alignment here in regards to the Trump immunity case? They're going to hear that in late April. I mean, do you think that this is also a case that'll just fall along party lines, or could it be 6-3, could it be 5-4? Or do you think this is something that is just such an outlandish claim this by Trump and his legal team that this is maybe the rare moment where they break from Trump?
That's a great question. Here's what's so troubling about today's ruling is that it doesn't really follow any of the expected patterns you would expect for how the courts decide cases. The disqualification clause is sort of unique. They had a fresh sheet of paper to decide it. There have not been any Supreme Court cases on it before. There are no real precedents on it. You can essentially decide this case from first principles, which, as opposed to, you know, there's a billion cases on First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and so on. When they did that, they didn't really get it right. And what I mean by that is that they did things that they otherwise have criticized judges for doing. The federal-state distinction, I guess if you really want to try, you can make a background federalism argument for it. It doesn't really make sense because the clause itself, the actual text of the Constitution, makes no such distinction. And in fact, it actually explicitly says that those offices are applied to it. Whoever wrote the majority opinion, there, it wasn't signed, which is unusual, but so we'll just say the majority opinion. The majority opinion doesn't really explain why that's the case beyond saying, you know, background federalism principles and things like that. It's not very persuasive. The even more troubling part, I think, is how they decided the requirement that Congress has to legislate for this, because that really inverts the structure. Their argument is that there's a provision at the bottom of the 14th Amendment and a few of the other Reconstruction Amendments. It says Congress shall have power to enforce this legislation. And that's sort of been interpreted as, you know, these provisions exist, and then Congress has the power also to enforce them. You know, the Equal Protection Clause exists, but, you know, Congress can also give it teeth. What the court has said is that that applies to this provision as well, except that provision already describes what Congress is supposed to do. So you run, what I'm getting to, and it's hard to synthesize just down to one thing, but the thrust of it is that it's not a very good opinion. It's not very persuasive, and it butchers a lot of other constitutional law principles. And you get the sense from it, and you get the sense from oral arguments, that the justices simply did not want to disqualify Trump. They didn't want to cast that vote. Maybe it's because they didn't want to decide a presidential election or who can run for it. Maybe it's this, that, or the other. The net effect is that they didn't want to do it, and that they worked backwards from there. And unfortunately, because of that, along the way, they've had to sort of alter and graft and mess up a lot of things. The way that connects to your point about immunity is that the law is about stability. And in the American legal system that relies on precedent, it's about predictability. When you have a court that's this willing to be unpredictable, to go this far from approaches in how we interpret constitutional text, when you have originalists, self-described originalists, completely abandon originalism for this, it raises concerns about how much they will do that in further cases. So if you had asked me a week ago how I thought the immunity case would go, I would think it's very unlikely. It's extremely, extremely unlikely that the court will decide that case in a way that gives presidents broad presidential immunity. Maybe they'll, you know, tinker around the edges a bit. After that, I don't know, because you get the impression from today's ruling, maybe it's from haste, maybe it's from sloppiness. I don't know. I'm not telepathic. I can't read their minds. But this is one of the most, they're making it up as they go, opinions I've ever read from the court. And when you have an opinion like that, it forces you to rethink how these justices will approach future cases.
Thanks for checking out The Insurgents. What you just heard was a free preview. To get access to the rest of this episode, head on over to insurgentspod.com, where you can subscribe for as little as $5 a month. Your support goes a long way to keeping this show going, and as a thank you, you get an extra episode every week. InsurgentsPod.com to learn more.